everybody, this is Ron Amatron and the Monday. And thanks to Larry, our day and time date keeper. He's right on the ball, so it's July 16th, 2012. And we have Kathy on today. And a lot of people like to bring up the light beam picture, so I'll just remind you if you'd like to. I'll bring it up on your monitor screen, a little ways down on BBS. It's a very large picture, which is very nice. And we can energize that maybe in a few minutes here if you like. You can have your choice of either the male, the female, or the non-gender light beams to come through. So we'll see if Kathy's out there. Are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio Station 1. And your participation is welcome either on the fast chat or through the toll-free number that can be found on page 1 of BBS. If you have a pen handy, that number is 888-627-6008. This is a forum to discuss the healings and clearings on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Ron has over 500, almost 600 healings on the website, and we refer to them through the Creation Lightship website during the show. So, Ron, I do have a few questions that came in through CLS questions. Would you like me to read them to you?
That's great.
Now, or...
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah, we could do that. Then we'll
energize
a light beam in a few. Good.
Okay, these were forwarded to me for you to be read today, Monday, July 16th. And one of them is from Michaela, who I see is on the fast chat. And she just wanted you to know she had a report. She says she wants to let you know that the misting water she was requesting on your show was used on her parrot. Her parrot had a skin condition and was losing feathers on his right wing. After the misting water for 1 week, her bird is healed. And then she's thanking you in the Creation Lightship.
That's great. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Another question. New listener, Justin J. From Justin J. I don't know if he's listening now. Justin, here you go. Ron, what do you mean when you said, get taken sideways at death or ascension? Don't our ancestors bring us to the light? What can we do to avoid being duped again?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Your ancestors, I guess you're probably referring to when people die and they see the white light and they see their relatives, et cetera, ancestors or whatever. Yeah, all that is darkness energy. Remember, if you went to true light, you would not be listening to my program. You'd be out of here. So that's the way it works. And this is a prison planet, so they created the unwanted universal travelers, the aliens out there. And I have to almost laugh when I hear people talk about the good aliens, the irony, and how they're here to help us, everything else, because they're in the same agenda that we are. So they may just be giving us great information, and, you know, information is good, you know? But if they are in the same boat that we are, then they're stuck here. Otherwise, they'd be telling people to get out. So they really don't know or just telling you what you want to hear. What's so good about them and why they're here to help us. I got to kind of mention that because some people do believe that the aliens are coming, you know, always in the future. You know, they're coming to help us at some point in our life. And they've been coming for actually thousands of years here to keep you held captive. So as you do get that lip service from them, from people channeling their information, and it may sound great. It could be good information. But just remember, they're in duality, too. Because you have to be in duality to talk to you. And true light does never and will never talk because it can't. It would be in judgment. So once you understand that judgment energy is in duality and that light is in non-judgment, then all of a sudden you realize that, yeah, who's telling me what? person was asking me a while back about, what about the Course of Miracles? Isn't that channeled from Jesus? Yeah, the Light of the Darkness, Jesus, is a good information. Well, I never have read it. I know the book is very thick. I don't do any reading, but there could be some good things in there. There's always good things in something. But just because it's channeled by somebody or something or some entity or whatever doesn't mean that it's of value. And remember, all words keep you into the keywords to hold you here, especially your natal chart. And that's what they deal with, is to keep you held captive here throughout your lifetime. So when you do go to the light of the darkness, the tunnel, the white light tunnel, and you think that you went to the other side, yeah, you are on the other side. You're on the other side, still on darkness, but they make you think that you're in light. If you were simply going away from here in true light, you would not be here. No judgment. You would not see anything, because everything that you'd be seeing, if it would be relatives and friends, that would be in judgment too. Because light doesn't have any way of bringing forth energies of itself in a duality situation. So you wouldn't see typically anything that would be of gender, anything else. That would be judgment. So you have to really look at this situation, what's going on here, and realizing that a true light doesn't judge, and it's only peace. And so the peace energy is all that you can really nail down true light with, is peace. Everything else that is not of peace would be in duality. So I'm sure that, you know, all I can talk about is peace, and that word would be in duality too. But when you feel it and you don't have any thoughts, in fact, I'll do the mind-to-heart drop for everybody so you get an idea of what we're talking about here. We'll drop you down into your heart. You have to command your spirit to do so. Otherwise, you're doing it inside of your head. Then you're in the land of darkness, in the alien playground of life. And they want to control you. For all thoughts are from darkness. They created language. Here we go. So I'm going to command your spirit to take your thoughts that you have in your head, that you think with. And, you know, the thought itself, your brain or whatever, the mind, I'll use the word mind. Brain is different, but we'll use the word mind. The mind, nothing's wrong with the mind. It just has programs in it that you don't want to have. And the mind goes into mind looping. So, you know, it's what is being played, like a hard drive in your computer. Is the hard drive bad? No, but what programs are in there to control you? So here we go. Dropping down into your heart, go from 10 to 1, and you're going to feel your energy shift. You won't be able to have any kind of thoughts. Get peace. That's source energy. That's where your spirit resides, in source energy. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Most people are in their heart. I'll do it a few more times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. And now if you start to think, you should not have a thought, because you don't have thoughts when you're in source energy. Thoughts are duality. Oh, but you have to get into duality to have a thought. So we have to step into duality to do this program. Oh, put our little pinkies there. Well, there you go. You have your pinky in duality, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. That mind-to-heart drop felt very peaceful for me. Some more questions from the CLS questions at Yahoo. Sharina, I think she's on the fast chat now, so I'm going to ask for her. What is the ancestors clearing you suggested she do? Which clearing is that on the website, ancestors?
Well, I know we have seven generational clearings. So each one of those goes back seven generations. So it goes from like one to seven, then from probably eight to, I think, 15, I believe. And then each time you add seven more to it. So that's could be what I was talking about. I don't remember, but it would be a seven generational clearing with maybe a particular topic or subject. What happens is some people need to have more of a clearing in a certain area. That's why I put the seven generational clearing up, because they're living more of their thoughts of their parents and grandparents, etc. And sometimes you just can't get unhooked from it by doing this lifetime. So that's the reason why you'd want to do a seven generational clearing. Not everybody needs it. I would say probably maybe 5% of the people might want to choose to do that if they feel like this lifetime's clearing didn't seem to work. So back to you, Kathy.
If I recall, Ron, the seven generation clearing goes back to a lot of people, a lot of your ancestors, which I think is like something like 258 people. So it clears a lot of people in your lineage. Okay, another question from the CLS questions from Michaela. Ron, do the aliens and clones know of your mission? When they see you, do they know who you are? Do they try to stop you?
Let's see. I don't know. Trying to stop me? I would say very possibly, yeah. I'm sure that they're trying to do energetic sabotage or hits on me, etc. I know I have a lot of barcodes, more than, I don't know if I got over 1,000 on me or not, but I have a lot of barcodes, death barcodes of energetic hits. So, let's see here. I don't know. So the clones themselves are not bad, okay? It's what controls the clone. And for me, the sad part about the clone is, maybe you may be listening to me right now as a clone body, and it may come and go, or a new one may come in 10 minutes. So clone itself isn't bad. But what disturbs me the most is that some of the clones are terminated by the darkness. So they bring it to life, it gets animated, and it starts to learn and understand because it is living a life here. And then after it gets taken away, is it put into suspension into a warehouse, or do they just get rid of it and make a new one? So for me, my disturbing thing, realization, was, gee, what if they're destroying all these clones every 10 minutes? So that's why I'm here, to help the clones. So I'm doing that too. I mentioned that a couple of years ago, because it really bothered me that the actual clones that people have may be short-lived, and they only have a certain amount of memory and stuff, and you know, that life, it is a life form that it doesn't have all that spirit energy into it. So that's why I realized that I need to do clone healings to help clones out. I'll be doing some more of that probably throughout this year here, but as the clones do get released from you, like we do on Thursdays, that clone is put into suspension. The light does have that clone of you. It doesn't get destroyed. It's like put somewhere in the universe of light, and it will be probably given a spirit of the light and more body energy of the light, and just go on its own way after ascension. So, but they're not gonna come forth. You're not going to see yourself, a billion times on one planet, you see. But it will be a different type of energy. I don't know how that's going to work out, but you don't have to worry about having yourself be replicated like here on this planet and walking into your next city and seeing 10 of you in the grocery store shopping. It's not going to happen like that. So, but yeah, the clones, to me, looking at it, was very sad, because I go, wow, what happens when the clone goes away? And the aliens get them, and then they get rid of them. They only use them for a certain amount of time, like changing, your socks every night or something. So that's why when we do the replica calls on Thursdays, when they get released from you, they're not terminated. The alien race may be looked at and dealt with, but the clone itself, since it has life to it and it's with you, still gets preserved. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron. On the fast chat, Heal 321 is asking if you can timeline crash Mercury in retrograde, or can you disconnect the planet energy of Mercury?
Okay, yeah, you might even try doing that planet disconnection that we have on the website. That may help out a lot. So the first question I would ask everybody, since apparently I guess we'll say that it is in retrograde, whatever that would be, why do you, let's see, I don't know how to say this other than sounding a little bit off base slightly, but why do you choose to be on that timeline where there's the planet is in retrograde, whatever planet it is, okay? So for me, not knowing about it and not understanding about it, I choose not to live on a timeline that's going to cause me problems. Now, it could cause other people problems, but for me, I don't choose to live there. I want to be in the now. So you may want to look at that to get rid of the energy. Get off of that timeline. It'd be like kind of like the Chicken Little situation. The sky is falling. Well, yeah, it was falling someplace probably with Chicken Little. And that was his reality, but other people's reality might be different. So we did a show where we changed the reality. So I want to bring you all into another reality. Let's see here. This will be fun here. I'm trying to think what I could do. Okay, some of you might be in a location where it's hot. Okay, remember we're in summertime, and it can be very, very hot where you are. Maybe it's three digits. Maybe it's, in the 90s, and you kind of wish that you were in a situation maybe where it was 70, where it was better, possibly. Okay, so let's just... Now, your reality right now is where it's hot or you don't like it. We'll just put it that way, okay? And you wish that it would be different. Well, that's the timeline that you live on. So you may be on the timeline where your body's wilting and sweating and everything else, and you don't like it, and your dog is panting with its, or with its tongue hanging out, and just too hot for it. So let's go into a timeline now that's cooler. Now, it can still be hot around you, but it may not affect you as much. So let's go into a timeline that's maybe between 60 and 70 degrees. And somewhere there's that timeline does exist, because everything exists in the present moment. So somewhere the aliens have that timeline. Remember, we're not talking about going into the light. We're talking about using alien timelines for a benefit, just like your psychic billboard to change that. So here we go. We're going to bring in a timeline where it's 65 degrees. Now, your thermometer is not going to change, but your body might go, oh, this feels much better to me. Remember, because you're going into a different altered timeline. Here we go. Different reality. So we're going to bring in one where 65 degrees around you. I count to 10 to bring it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if your body is responding a little differently now. Since you're on a timeline where it's 65 degrees as compared to what it was before. Remember, the timeline that you're living on, with your body anyway, will be 65, but everything around you may be 100, okay? So just see how your body is responding to this here, because you now are kind of viewing your, maybe say, 100-degree weather, looking out of your eyes at 100 degrees, but your body is in 65. It's kind of like the saying, being of the world or not of it, sort of, on a different timeline. So we'll just see people... have now for an experience. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that will be interesting to hear, so please let us know. Type in your responses on the fast chat. And Ron, I think I heard a beep. If so, is there a caller? Please go ahead and state your question for Ron.
Hello, this is Arjan from the Netherlands. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Arjan.
Yes, good, but very strange weather lately. I've seen very typical clouds, I mean very dark ones, completely dark, and they look very hostile. And I've seen pale blue skies, very pale blue.
Oh, wow.
And I've also seen blue and purple skies.
Why, has the dark ones had, like, spider webs on them, kind of? Looking like
yes,
spider webs, you know, kind of, bit, with little trails of energy coming off?
Yeah, little bit tails, yeah.
Uh-huh. You saw purple skies, huh?
Yes, it has a typical blue and also purple color in it, yes.
Very interesting.
Yes. And like you said, you were lately, more than a week ago, you saw these aliens here wearing helmets. Helmets and long teeth, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. And I've seen also a typical cloud, which was dark at the rim and having a lighting side. And similar, I saw typical lights here in the room who have typical structures like the clouds.
Very interesting.
Yes. So I've done a lot of gray skies. It was also needed because I could feel actually a lot of cording released from it. And most of the time in the night, it is cleared up.
So do the clouds show up more in the daytime or at night? Any particular time frame that they show up? Or?
Yes, very typical. Typical in the morning.
I want to see if anybody has any questions for you on the fast chat here. You can hang on a sec. Maybe somebody may want to type a question in here. We can read that
okay.
Here. So if anybody has a question for Arjun in the Netherlands there, we'll see if he can answer that for you. So how is your weather, say, this year compared to other years?
It is more changed. It is a bit different. This year is more more rainy. Clouds we always have here. We always have them in the past as well.
Hmm.
It's very they are quite large. I mean, they have a circumference of 10 kilometers.
Wow.
Quite big, yeah. I've also done another healing. This healing concerns about implants. This healing is actually quite different because there were actually seals in the emotional body, and seals are actually energetic implants, and these energetic implants are controlling the body and the spirit, and they're actually located in the emotional body.
So they gave you implants into your emotional body, which affects your physical. Boy, that's pretty rough. Wow.
Yes, pretty rough, yes. Yep. And you can actually find it if you have doing the body rejuvenation and you do the spirit-body integration. You find a lot of friction there during the healing.
Mm-hmm.
That means you have the implants controlling there. And these implants are in the emotional body, yes.
What would you recommend people to do if they're doing the body rejuvenation clearing?
Firstly the disconnection from the emotional body, and then disconnection from the body, and disconnection from the spiritual bodies. Concerning the implant, of course.
Well, very interesting.
Yes. You have to remove the implant first before you do the emotional body clearing. It's actually quite a little bit more complicated. But these dark beings are putting several devices into emotional bodies in people.
Wow. So that's
yep.
That's not very good news.
No.
No, but also, everybody lives on emotion, so now your emotional body has implants to control you. Rats.
Yeah.
Boy. I'll have to think on that one if we need to do a special clearing. You found anything on the website that would help to release the implants then from the emotional body as a special clearing to do, or just do the body rejuvenation one?
Special clearing is most important to do because you have to put exactly in what you want to remove, but you have to disconnect the energetic implant first from the emotional body or from the physical body and or the spiritual body. And then you could do the emotional body clearing. And also remove first the NATO codes for abductions, alien mental programming, emotional programming. And that is also a lot.
Okay, I'll work on that one. Yep. So you're going in and using that special clearing on the website and releasing and then stating in there what you want to have done.
Yeah, but I put in several steps.
Okay, boy. The steps are you first release the, you work with the, and the special clearing, you're working with implants, and you type in implants in emotional body, having that released. And the second step is you're having the spirit get implants out of it also and integrate them back into the body without implants. Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah, something like that. It's more like a removal NATO codes. And you remove the implants and the emotional body. So let's say you do this section like a removal from the disconnection from the emotional body, and secondly disconnection from the physical body, and thirdly disconnection from the spiritual body, and maybe also mind of the body and mind of the spirit. But that's
okay,
optional.
Great. So what I'll probably do is listen to the archive. Then I'll go to about. And everybody else could, too. Go to maybe like 25 minutes after the hour, approximately, 24 minutes. Arjun, come on, and you can just maybe write down what he mentioned. We'll see if we can get a clearing up for that. So maybe see if we can figure out something. Boy, very, very good.
Yeah, and also alien race attack energies. Very important because they are also in the timelines.
Okay, alien races on, and that's still being used with the special clearing then.
Yeah, alien race attack energies, yes.
So how did you discover the implants in the emotional body?
Several other light beings worked with me, and they gave special information for this.
Oh, great.
And they can remove very fast these programming issues.
Very good.
Yeah, but I'm going to hang you up right now.
Okay.
Gotta go. I'm
well, thank you so much for sharing.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
We'll
good
see
luck.
You later.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Very good. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Arjan. There's other questions that have come up. Jensen, who's a new listener, he knows you. Just completed the first of the Sunday intensives yesterday, the hour intensive, the first of three Sundays. He wants you to describe what happens on the conference call for 8 hours.
What happens is that you're on the light ship, and we do two different types of sessions on the eight-hour one. They run simultaneously. So one is having physical healings that you can request yourself. In different rooms on the light ship, and I do bring in a few of those rooms, but there are rooms that I don't talk about that people go to just by requesting the different room you want to go into. Like if you have a problem with maybe a sore throat or something, you can request healing there in one of the rooms if you wish. But basically, I'll bring in some of the rooms that we go into, and then the other part of the clearing is the quarantine one, and that's what the eight-hour calls are mainly about is the quarantine clearings. That's where the light chip takes out the alien energetic life forms that are attached to us, in us, controlling us, and these are our spirits that have no soul in them. And a lot of them are on this planet physically, but we get rid of the energetic versions of them, and there's many that we don't even have on this planet, but they come into us and cause us problems. So that's what the call is about. And you're on the light ship for the whole month in quarantine. They will take you into the light ship once the critters are released from you, and then you get reintegrated more with your own self once they find the parts of you. So what basically happened, or what happens, is that as you have these energetic critters with you, they actually steal or have stolen from you the parts of you, bits and pieces of you, and they're replaced by them. They live in your space. So just kind of think of having a puzzle, and you have a picture of you on the puzzle, and a couple of puzzle pieces are released. And in their place is a replica of you, but it's an alien critter that looks like you. And so they take out the alien critter, then they attempt to try to locate the real part of you somewhere in the darkness, if there's an energetic link from that alien critter to your body. Remember, everything gets quartered typically, so there's some type of energetic link, but not always. They'll find out where that part of you is and bring it back, like a spirit retrieval. They're bringing back body parts and spirit parts. Now, sometimes, I'll say most parts of you are not in wholeness because they may have got chewed up or eaten by the alien, so they have to now help that out. But I think I heard a beep there. Are you there, Kathy?
Yeah, I heard it too. If there's a caller, please go ahead and ask your question for Ron.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So, yes, I did a new study on this courting and clone and entity release, Ron. And what I found is that my new study on Tuesday, there's 624,000 courtings that are released. And on Thursday, there's 385,000 clones that are released. And then on Friday, we had 404,000 entities released. And then the whole week, the total was 1,413,000. And then if you multiply that by 4 weeks for the total month of all the clearings, you get 5,652,000 clearings a month, or to average it out, it would be 5.5 million clearings a month.
Wow. Well, you can, just thinking of that, that's kind of mind-boggling, realizing that.
Uh-huh.
You can be sliced and diced and chopped up into that many alien races. That's what it amounts to. If they can control you that many times. And so what's left here of you? If you got 5 million pieces of you in a month, we don't even bring you all the way back either, but let's just assume that. I won't get into that, but that bringing people into wholeness, we got to do that 5 million times a month. To get you so that you're maybe a small percentage here. Oh, and I know people that have been on the calls do feel a heck of a lot better as they're getting themselves back into wholeness. Once you come back here, you're probably not going to be able to take that part of you again because it's full of light. Remember, the light comes with you and brings that energy back. So the parts that are taken are parts of you that maybe do not know a lot about the light. Some people say, gee, Ron, you know, why am I still here? Didn't I learn anything from my last lifetimes here? You know, I've been coming here for a long time, and didn't I ever get this process? You know, why did I show up this time, you know? Well, it's because you were not empowered enough with your spirits. So by doing these clearings, you do have more light with you. And then naturally, I do these clearings, you automatically get transferred into the new earth energy to hold that frequency. Well, each time you do a clearing, you are being held and brought into wholeness, and that part can never be taken. that's what we're doing, is bringing people back into wholeness. But yeah, that is quite something. Over 5 million particular energy transfers to make people more whole, and makes you wonder what how many more there are. But yeah, that's quite something. Well, thank you, Larry. That's it's great news. One hand, it's really good. On the other hand, it's definitely depressing. So.
Okay. And then, Ron, I had an observation I wanted to share with you. Maybe you could evaluate my observation. That I caught entities trying to control my mind, and I thought, well, this is giving me inaccurate information, and I threw them off. And now I have more of an accurate thought and information that I have for myself, and I'm wondering if you could evaluate that.
Yeah, the entities can come in and bring forth what they believe as true. Remember, everything here in mind energy is real. Everything is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you need to validate something, they will validate it for you, because when you're in mass mind, collective consciousness, universal mind, everything does have a realization of being true, because it is. In that system, that's what it is. Everything does validate itself. And a validation could even be the opposite of that. You know, like don't touch a hot pan because you can get burned. Well, that, you know, that is a true thing, even though it could give you a negative effect on the experience. But it is true. So you have to realize that everything is recyclable, and there's no new thoughts here. The aliens have given us all the thoughts that we've ever had, and there's nothing that's new. So when somebody gets a creation or an invention, that people do mention this here, they go, man, I had this idea, and lo and behold, somebody did it, and I should have done it myself, and it's been making all this money 5 years ago on it, because I thought of it 5 years ago, now it's out today, and why didn't I do that? Well, because it was in mass consciousness, and you happen to somehow maybe work through a process of trying to figure something out, just like maybe doing adding up your maybe like your checking account every month, checking out your balances and what checks you wrote, and et cetera. So you do it mathematically in a sequential order, and you make sure that what you wrote on checks kind of matches what the bank tells you. A lot of people do that, and so. And, yeah, it's going to be, you know, that same process. Everything has a sequential order to it, because it's all a program. You're just validating a program, and you're also validating the information that comes to you. And even if it's, you know, the information is negative, it's still going to be a valid program. So by getting rid of entities that are running a program, then you can have maybe clearer thought, because it depends what program they want you to run. Oh, you always have heard people say, you know, the old saying, the devil made me do it, or something like that. Well, that's just another program that took you out of one consciousness and brought you into another. And when you're in that program, it's still good. You know, it's still going to be a valid program, even though it may not be good for other people or yourself, but it's still a program that you're running. And entities like running those programs. But yeah, you definitely want to, and you can always stop. You can always say, I'm going to stop what I'm doing here, you know, and just take a, you know, deep breath, stop, and then that might reset your program, like not to do that. So that's another way of looking at the situation. And then increase your life force energy. Thank you, Larry. And I think I heard another beep there.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, caller, go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
All right. For the generation clearing, not 1 through 7, but 8 through, I think, 49. I did the first set, 8 through 14, but I noticed there's no time or any kind of numerical indication, any kind of countdown. So I'm wondering if it still worked or not, because if other people log in, they'll notice that there's no countdown, there's no timer. The only thing available is start, pause, and end the healing, which means an indication that, I mean, there's no so there's no timer. I'll leave it at that. But, I mean,
on the 8th up to 49 generations. Okay, I'll have to do some checking on that. So it will be valid, though, when it stops. does it turn itself off by itself, or does it keep going?
Yeah, I tested it for 1 minute, and it worked, and then I tested it for 60 minutes, which is default, and it worked too. But
okay.
I just wanted to make sure, like, if other, so it does work. Even if it doesn't show the timer, it does work.
Yes, it will work, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling. That's a very good question. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
All right, the questions are really piling up here, Ron. questions about clearings from Sharina. She's interested in the 4-in-1 clearing. Can you describe that briefly for her, please?
The 4-in-1 clearing, there is you need to do the prerequisite for that would be your emotional clearing. Naturally, you need to get that done first. Whole lifetime emotional, whole lifetime mental. And then the sensory clearing I do for people normally on the telephone. So you want to do that clearing. That gets the past life's emotional energy released. I can't say it gets rid of all of it, but it's a big help, okay? And then I can tell you about where you are with that particular clearing as far as when you came into the planet here for this last lifetime. Most people have been here for probably at least 30,000 years, I would say. I can't recall if anybody's been here less than that. But most people seem to be around 35,000 to maybe 80,000. And then I have done one person, I believe they were like 105,000, if I'm not mistaken. But I haven't been past the 100,000 times, maybe only a few times. Anyway, that's your last stint of when you've been here continuously incarnating. You could have been here longer before that, but I don't consider that as being valid because then you weren't trapped here because you came back this time and you got stuck here for this amount of time. So, and it depends, you know, what timelines you're on too, but we're just talking about the stint of the timelines that are being controlled by the aliens. It's very possible. This might be a mind twister for everybody. It might be possible that this planet is here in its entirety in perfection on the timeline of source energy. Okay, I have to use the word timeline because I don't know how else to explain it. There might be a sacred timeline. Well, I can use that. A sacred place where the Earth is perfect. There's no oil fields. There's no pollution. You know, it's a wonderful place. But the aliens may have copied the Earth, you know, just suggesting this. And not that it's true, but they may have copied this because they have copied all the timelines, okay? And so they may have divided up the Earth in their own particular timeline by copying and pasting into millions of timelines. And so maybe they somehow captured us on one of these timelines and got stuck here, you know. I don't know. But that might be one way of looking at it. At ascension time, all these timelines and all this stuff that we're going through, all the darkness is gone. That's why the light comes, to get rid of the darkness. And it happens every 2,000 years. And that's the way it works. And people may say, why does the light take so long to come here? Well, it's 2,000 years seem to be a good interval, I guess. And then you could say, well, why does the light do anything about it? Well, the light does. It does ascension. It gets people, it's like a system restore. It resets everything. And then you could say, well, why doesn't it do it every day? Well, it'd be taking away your free will, free choice. So bottom line is, how many people go to church every Sunday to bring in the aliens? How many people do attunements? How many people worship the sun and the moon? How many people go outside of themselves to bring in all these energies that should not be here in the name of something, okay? And that's the problem, is that people are corrupting the planet. The planet's fine. Get rid of the people, get rid of the mind energy, the people thinking, and everything would be great here. You know, just look at the birds flying around. The birds are doing a bird thing, And, you know, even though they eat bugs and stuff, they're still very peaceful, and they chirp and they sing, and you see birds, and you go, wow, this is great, you know? And then you may wish that you were a bird. You know, what are we doing to the planet? How is our mind controlling it? And somehow, you know, we got into the monetary system here, and so that kind of governs everybody, unfortunately. And the one that has the biggest pockets, you know, the deepest pockets, is the one that has control over everybody, and that's the way it works here. And unfortunately, you know, I even thought when I was younger, I thought, gee, you know, that was when, like, you know, I don't know what I started off at when I made money initially. I just can't recall. I think it was about $1 an hour or something, minimum wage or something like that. And then you go to you go do something or have to go to the doctor, and they're getting like maybe 10, 20 times more than you're making an hour, you know, and you go, wow, I got to work a lot to pay that guy, you know. I thought, why couldn't everybody, this was a little bit later, why couldn't we just have one universal pay scale, like $5 an hour for everybody? And the people who didn't make much could get $5, and the people who made a lot could get $5, get less. That way, whatever you choose to do in your life, you know, you're guided, we'll say, or you choose to pick something that you enjoy doing. That's hopefully why you have a job, because you enjoy it. A lot of people don't enjoy their job. But we'll just assume that everybody is doing their particular talent, which they love doing. If we all got the same amount of money for what we enjoy doing, that'd be wonderful. It doesn't matter if you went to school or not and did everything else. If we all made $5 an hour, then, man, just think what a nice place this would be. Be a lot more freedom. So anyway, kind of getting off on a tangent here, but that's kind of what happens, is that this place is controlled, and a lot of times the control fashions the media, and the information that we get is controlled, and it's all to bring forth energies that really should not be here. And so it takes away from being, having free will, free choice, to having much less. That's why I put the slavery clearing on the website, just kind of for that, for people that have had a lot of hardship that could probably help them get out of it. So anyway, we'll switch energies here. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I don't know if you got a chance to activate the light being yet.
Oh, yeah, we're out of time. So, yeah, time is going by. So here we go. We'll first bring in the, I'll do the three here for you. And, boy. In fact, on the next program, we'll do, we'll have you pick, we'll do the three. We run out of time here. Remember, we're controlled by time on a timeline. So, remember, I know I got about 49. So here we go. Got the monetary value of 49 here on our timeline. So here we go. Here. So we're going to bring in a light being of your choice, male or female or non-gender, and it's up to you to request that. Here comes the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so light beam should be activated. It'll stay on. I'll leave it up for the end of today here. It depends where you are on the day, what time you are. And it'll be activated until midnight, your time. And you can just leave it up in your room if you wish. It'll bring in peace energy for you, make you feel peaceful. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, remember at the beginning of the show, you did a timeline crash for, it was for a body various temperatures and temperature variations. And you asked for some comments, and some people have noticed the temperature dropped. Some people said they felt chilly. They typed this just soon after you did it. Let's see. And some people had a fan on, and it just got really cold all of a sudden. So there was there
it would
was
be kind of funny if we did that, you know. And then you got out of your car on a hot day, and everybody's wearing shorts, and you're wearing you just did this, and you're actually cold, and you're putting a coat on and gloves or something. Oh boy, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, this just shows you what the timelines do. So when you're on a timeline, you are controlled by that timeline. And that's the way it works. It's kind of like thinking of the movie The Manchurian Candidate, where the gentleman was a soldier and he went to shoot somebody, and the FBI realized that when they came in to get him that he was controlled by a program. And he was, you know, a decent person. So he was on a timeline, we'll say, that somehow he got controlled to shoot somebody, okay? That was that timeline. Now, the FBI knew about that timeline. I'm just trying to stretch the words out here a little bit so you can kind of get a clue here. So they knew that he was not being himself because he was being controlled and on a timeline to do a certain thing. Now, when he got brought back into reality, then he was off that timeline. He was a normal person. I think that was that Denzel Washington, I think, that movie. But it's very good to kind of realize what happens. And also, you could look at that movie and say, gee, maybe entities came into him to do that too, very possibly. But it's more like a mind type of fracture. But it's all very interesting as you realize what happens on timelines, how you can control your timeline if you choose to. Because you do have control over just a program, remember? You know, you can choose to change, the movie that you're on. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, it's almost, it's almost 4:55, but do we have time for one quick question?
Yeah.
M has posted this. Seems he says he or she says, "Fallen Dotha is harassing me. How to get rid of them?"
Hmm.
And I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Is it an alien? Is it an alien maybe? And he's or she's looking for alien attack clearing.
Yeah, possible. You might try the alien attack page. I'm just not sure how to respond to this one here. But, yeah, I don't know. Either that or do some timeline crashing on that energy to get it off of the timeline that they're putting you onto. So that's one way to do it. We can get some more information on it in the next program here on BBS. We do have another show coming up, a three-hour program, and that'll be in basically a little bit over an hour from now. So you can go to our website, creationlightship.com, and check it out on the top right, or near the top right. There's a box there, and you can click on that box, and we'll be on that program. So I don't want to give any names of programs because I don't feel that it's right on different networks. So anyway, we'll be there. And hope to see you on the program. So, blessings to all of you. And you can also go to TalkStream Live, and my name will be there too, and you can connect with that. Click on my name, and that will bring you into listening also, I believe. But on the top of the website, we have little icons up, little radio stations. There's the BBS one and two other ones there. So, blessings to all of you. Thank you, Kathy. Very interesting show. Thank you, Arjun, if you're listening, shining some light on emotional body having implants and opens up a new can of worms. So hopefully the worms are small ones. So thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.
Good night.